Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right. So this is the Would You Rather segment of the show. You told me at the beginning of the show, so I need a segment for this.
Yeah.
And I was intrigued.
I stumbled upon this question, and at first, I'm going to be honest with you, at first I thought this question was easy. And then the more I started thinking about it, I'm like, I really don't know.
Okay.
And it's it's a perfect question for you. All right.
Oh, it's a perfect question for me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm very honored.
Because it's golf oriented.
Okay.
It's would you rather have a hole in one on the 16th hole at Augusta during the Masters? Or would you rather have a hole in one on the 16th hole at the Waste Management Open in Scottsdale?
Wow, that's a great question. That is a really great question.
And if you're unfamiliar with the 16th hole at Waste Management Open, that's the hole that an entire stadium is built around.
Yeah. Okay. So let's break this down a little bit. So the 16th hole at the Waste Management Open is a stadium amphitheater.
Yes.
Right?
Like, no other hole like it.
Nothing like it. If you look at clips of Tiger Woods hitting a hole in one on that hole, that was before the creation of the grandstands that surround the hole.
Yeah, like it's so then look at clips. God, I can't remember who did it this year. We talked about it.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
And, you know, I mean, it's the only time I think a golfer will ever hear a crowd roar for him like that.
Exactly. And then there is the 16th at the Masters where, especially on Sunday, it doesn't have to be Sunday, but it could be Sunday, if you hit it in the right spot, it will start to trickle down the slope towards the cup. Guys, if you have watched Masters over the years, you know that the traditional pin placement on 16 is in the kind of a left bowl of the green, and you hit it above towards what they call 2 o'clock. So if wherever the pin is, you want to hit 2 o'clock, if that's the center of the clock, you want it to land at 2 o'clock. And then if you hit it with enough spin, it will stop, but then the slope of the green will bring it right back in. And so there's a lot of drama around hole-in-ones on that particular hole because of the here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, and then you get that sort of action. If you make an eagle at Augusta National on any hole, whether you hole out on a par four or you putt in from a par five or you make a hole-in-one, you get crystal. You probably hear the broadcasters talk about this when a guy's like, here is Sergio Garcia. He is 15 over par, putt for eagle. And he putts for eagle, and now he's 13 over par. He's having a bad day, but whatever. You might hear an announcer say, well, he earned himself some crystal. Augusta gives crystal. I don't know what they give as a prize for the Waste Management Open. Maybe the crowd noise is prize enough. All right, so that's kind of the tale of the tape between those two.
Yep.
If I had a choice as a professional golfer, if I'm a professional golfer, the one I would take would be the Waste Management Open.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought you would lean more towards the Masters because of tradition.
Well, I would love to make a hole. Let me amend this. Am I a professional golfer that is going to the Masters anyway? If I make that hole in one at the Waste Management Open, or am I a journeyman who's lucky enough to be considered a professional golfer in the first place? Like, that's a big question.
I didn't know we're adding scenarios, like a little stipulations to this.
Because here's the thing. If I make a hole-in-one at the 16th hole at Augusta, I've made the Masters, right? Which not every professional golfer has earned. An invitation into the tightest tournament field on the calendar. Everybody who has a PGA Tour card gets invited to the Waste Management Open. That's not a select invitation. That is a standard tour stop. So if I was a Jordan Spieth person, like I'm good enough to go to the Masters every year for whatever reason, I think I'd want to hear that crowd, because I think you're right. If I make a hole-in-one at the 16th hole at Augusta, or I make a hole-in-one at Harbor Town, or I make a hole-in-one at the TPC Sawgrass, I'm going to get your standard golf yell and scream. Like, I'm going to get Augusta's no different than any other place. If anything, they're a little bit more reserve. But the Waste Management Open, a professional golfer hearing a crowd as if it was a football stadium?
Well, you know.
Where am I going to get that ever?
Here, let's take a listen, all right?
Okay.
This is Sam Ryder this year at the 2022 Waste Management Open.
Okay.
This just moments ago.
Sam Ryder taking it right at it. Talk to me. Come on.
That's a college football crowd.
Yeah, that's a game-winning kick. That's
a touchdown. That's a Michigan touchdown or a Alabama touchdown. That crowd is as loud as any major moment on professional sports level. Listen to that crowd. That's nuts. They're going crazy. They're throwing stuff. Again, the noise is contained because it's in that amphitheater type of environment. So you're just the adoration is raining down on you, unlike any other place play.
I mean, to the credit, I mean, the Masters, obviously iconic golf course.
Sure.
There is crowd noise. There is a roar, and, you know, especially like you described it, if it's the one on Sunday where it's slowly rolling back.
Yeah, and people are really getting into it.
The crowd, you can hear the crowd, that anticipation, and then they cheer. I don't think it's deafening, though.
I would just want, I would say, look, I'm a pro golfer. I can make a hole-in-one a number of times in my career. I'm good enough that I can challenge these pins. I should make a couple of hole-in-ones in my career. It feels like Augusta, Pebble Beach, anywhere, I'm going to get the typical golf roar.
Yeah.
This is the place unlike any other place where I would feel it.
I had the opportunity once sitting at hole 16 because I went to the Waste Management Open when I lived in Arizona. It was there. Waited in line. I didn't know you had to wait in line to get into this hall. It was a whole new experience. I didn't know what I was walking into, but I literally waited in line to get into the stadium. Finally got into the stadium. I mean, it's just quite honestly, a drunk fest.
Yeah, sure it is.
Especially when you're there on a Saturday, because you have all the college kids who are there. It's just people heckling. If you don't make the green, you just pick up your ball and go home.
I love the Masters. It's my favorite tournament. I love 16. I have a painting of that hole with Arnold Palmer playing on it in my office. But Waste Management Open, I would love as a professional golfer to hear that level of roar. I couldn't replicate it anywhere else. No matter where I went, I couldn't replicate it. Like watching Tiger do it still gives me chills.